We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I'm interviewing my friend Brian, who's going to talk about, he's talking about media, mental health, anxiety, etc. And I was actually interviewed by him, I think 2 weeks ago, last week, I don't know, I lost count. I put him in the whole coronavirus.
So. Fair enough.
Take it away, Brian.
Oh, well, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Of course. So how do you keep yourself mentally sane on media?
Well, I would say just staying on top of it and just being engaged in the process.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Yes, in other words, not watching a movie solely for entertainment purposes, which I do, you know, most people do watch movies for entertainment purposes and whatnot, but to kind of dig deeper. And if there's something that speaks to anxiety, you know, dig a little deeper, see what it says about that. You know, if it says something about, you know, depression, you know, dig, you know, and kind of look at it from a not a critical perspective necessarily, but just digging deeper as far as to seeing what it may represent or not represent as far as mental health. And that's a process that I've just found fascinating, because there's often movies that get mentioned as a movie that would be about bipolar or about depression, but those are all the obvious ones. You know, there's movies like, you know, Silver Linings Playbook, that one gets mentioned all the time. And Rain Man, that gets mentioned all the time.
I just watched it this past weekend, so.
But did you know that is based on a true story?
I did not know that.
The Rain Man, he was actually, and I don't know what the right way to phrase it is. He was not, my understanding is that he was not autistic. He was, I forgot what the diagnosis was, but a lot of what he was doing, as portrayed by Dustin Hoffman in the movie, the things like the card counting and the memory, those are actually very learnable skills and talents. And
Which so, I highly don't recommend card counting.
Exactly. So when the movie came out, a lot of that at the time, and that came out in the 80s, right? Like late 80s, early 90s, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Thereabouts. When the movie came out, it was almost like, you know, groundbreaking in a way, because no other movie at the time had really covered that. So watching it again, and I actually did see it again recently, I want to say in the last couple months, 6 months, that movie has not aged well. It has not, because there's a lot that just is so 80s-ish in the movie. I mean, it's a movie I'd have no complaints if the movie were ever remade. Normally, I'm not a fan of that, but I would have no complaint if the movie were ever remade. But I mean, a point of example, though, as far as the memory thing is, with a lot of the early Greek philosophers, when they were memorizing stuff, there would be that figure of speech, you know, in the first place. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that figure of speech, people say, like, in the first place?
Yeah.
One of the things that the early Greeks would do to memorize, and this would be like Socrates and Plato and all the Greek people, what they would do is they would, you know, in their head, they would make like an imaginary palace. And there would be like one room you would remember, you know, all these items. Like, say you were going to remember, maybe a speech you were going to write or a book. And so everything in chapter one, you know, all the opening characters and the exposition and whatnot, that's all going to be in, you know, in the foyer. So everything pertaining to the book setup and the characters that are going to be introduced, you put all that in the foyer. And then you go on to the next room, and everything about maybe, you know, chapter two, where you have like the opening, you know, storyline and whatnot, that goes in the, you know, in the living room. So all the stuff, so it's kind of like you like separate different stuff you want to remember in different boxes, so to speak. So when you remember them, you don't think about the stuff you're remembering, you think about the boxes that they're in. So it's like, okay, well, what box is this going to be in? And what box is this going to be in? So it's not something where, does that make sense? It's sort of it's somewhat of a lost art in our society now, because you don't need to really remember that much stuff anymore, because you can just Google it and it's on, you know, palm of your hands and on your cell phone. So,
I just memorize everything.
Exactly. So there you go. And a lot of what, so that was one of the interesting things that I do like about Rain Man, is it does touch upon a lot of what the Raymond character, you know, Justin Hoffman, what he's doing, like anyone can do, basically. I mean, they have to, you know, practice it. They have to, you know, put forth the effort.
Well, let me rephrase that. I don't think I could do all the math, because I hate math.
except for the math. But I mean, even there was that scene where he, you know, the book of was it toothpicks or something, or matchbooks,
yeah,
where he said the most rot that all falls out. That's all math. So as far as like some superhuman.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
You know, whatever, that's strictly math. I mean, I think it's like some, I don't know what the exact calculation would be, but I would imagine he maybe look, did one of the, you know, on the box, it maybe said like, this box has, you know, 300 toothpicks, or maybe he calculated the, you know, the width and the length and the breadth, and, you know, so maybe it was something like that, but 99% certain it was simply math.
Probably.
And so that's one of the things that I've always have liked about Rain Man, is it puts a lot of that at the forefront.
So, and what do you think your favorite do you think Rain Man did a good portrayal of autism?
I think it did, in a way. I know that he had a very set schedule that was in the movie. You know, the whole Wapner on it at 3, you know, the People's Court that he was watching on TV. Mm-hmm. There was actually a, now that you mention that, because that movie is in many ways like a road movie. Because, you know, the Tom Cruise character, he's traveling, you know, to, I think, the family affair to get that in order. Mm-hmm. And there's that one scene where they're out of town and they go to some stranger's house because he sees a TV on and that's one scene that, oddly enough, that's a scene that I really remember that kind of really characterizes that routine. You know, even at I think there's a scene even at the airport where, you know, people's cord on it.
Scene.
Yeah, because and I don't know if any airports still have TVs where you can like put a coin in and watch it. That's one thing.
They're not that free.
Yeah, but I that thing that really stuck out at me was the routine. You know, it had to be, you know, people's cord at 3 o'clock. Wapner on at 3, and then the Abbott and Costello thing, you know, the who's on first.
Yeah.
Where at one point
he didn't want to get on the airplane, and he's like,
yeah.
All the crashes and everything, and he's like, and then Tom Cruise just had like just like lost it, and it's like, okay, fine, every airplane in the world just crashed.
Yeah. And that's another reason why I'd have no complaints with it being remade, because a scene like that scene would probably not play too well if you're watching it by today's standards with all the craziness that's gone on.
Obviously it's not funny it's not funny that plane crashes, but I mean, just the way he just said
it, exactly. The way it played out, there was definitely, that was
I don't think anybody could come up with a better response than that. I'm kind of a big fan of Tom Cruise, just not in the movie The Mummy.
Yeah. The Mummy. That was not a fan of that movie.
I like Brendan Fraser better in that.
Yeah. Was he in that too? Because I remember Encino Man.
And Tom Cruise, they just remade that, Mummy movie.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser was in every movie for the longest time, and then he just sort of, you know, flew off the radar. Yeah.
You know, you can actually, there's actually a Google search of what happened to Brendan Fraser.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
Google it after the show.
like Encino Man and, you know, Blast from the Past, and then he like poof, then he like disappeared.
It might as well be like what happened to Bigfoot too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, how are you dealing with your mental health during this annoying pandemic?
Doing all right. It's what's been a little weird is there's, and I'm in Arizona, and some of the states and cities and counties and whatnot, they're not all in agreement. And there's been some towns where they waive the requirements temporarily, and some who are still going on. So it kind of is just wish there would be more uniformity because it's sort of like, you know, one place and it's not a big deal for them, and then you go another place and it's I wish they could all be on the same page. That would be, that would make things a whole lot better if they could all be on one page.
You might want to send that to the CDC, where they keep taking their, they just keep saying one thing and then we take in that response later on.
Yeah.
They don't seem to know much of anything going on these days. CDC, sorry if I'm picking on you, but it's true. Hopefully they're not watching.
Dr. Fauci, if you're watching, hey there. Say hi to Dr. Fauci.
And do you have any mental tricks that you've been helping dealing with this crazy times? Because I know yesterday it was kind of everything was just getting to me. I know that.
Yeah. Well, I would say just a lot of, you know, gratitude, just remembering what I'm grateful for, you know, grateful for you having this resource available, grateful that you invited me on your show, something like that, kind of just little stuff to be grateful for, you know, grateful that I, you know, have a roof over my head, at least for now, and yeah, so that's one thing. And then just, you know, breathing, you know, that always, you know, I know that's somewhat of a cliche, but just if I, you know, just can press pause and breathe and, you know, that kind of thing. That's always been helpful.
Well, funny thing you said about that, because I was listening to this TED Talk from the TED Radio Hour on NPR.
Yeah.
And, it was a school assignment, but I like to listen to some TED Talks and the TED Radio Hour. So this guy, he had a bet with his son about, not just a friendly bet, about being grateful for things. And so he was telling how that basically, like, he think, thinking one person for one thing led to another person thinking, and it was just like so many different places he had. He even traveled to, like, he was thankful for coffee, right? So he was thankful for the person who served the coffee. He was thankful for the person who drove the coffee beans in all the way to the.
Oh, really? Getting detailed on that.
Yeah, and so he.
Super detailed.
And he even drove all the way to where the coffee beans, and thanked them, and they gave him the whole tour of the whole facility.
Yeah.
And it's like, gee, I should try this. And it's like, we laugh, but now every day he wakes, he said every day he wakes up, he's taking that 1 hour, and he's writing letters to people and saying, thank you for this because of this. And like, even thank the people who do all the construction on the roads, like painting the yellow lines, and who makes the pavement for the roads and whatnot. And so it's just like this big giant spider web that leads. You think one person goes to this other person, to this other person.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think I can drink all the way down to wherever. And I'm not a coffee drinker, but I'm grateful for a lot of things. But it's like, I don't know if I could do that. Not because I don't want to, but I don't have a car at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's another story for another time. Yeah. But.
Well, one of the weird ironies of the timing of this of this interview and this show, particularly when you're the crazy fitness guy, is in between the time that this was scheduled and today, I had a doctor's appointment, and some of the numbers from the doctor's appointment were not as I had hoped, and so. There was a weight loss routine that I was on several months ago, and I've had to return to that now to get in better shape, because apparently the COVID has led to some change in habits that I need to unchange.
I definitely know what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Have you been feeling any anxiety during this whole kind of pandemic, so to speak? Like, I know for myself, there have been times where I kind of feel like just curling up in my bed and just not doing anything for just a day, but I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. Yeah, there definitely have been. Anytime there's like a large crowd or the opposite, no crowd, there's always been anxiety associated with that. At this point, I don't know if it will ever return to, you know, pre-COVID, quote-unquote normalcy. So as close to pre-COVID normalcy as possible. But yeah, there has been a lot of anxiety associated with a lot of what's been going on, definitely.
Do you feel, in your opinion, do you feel like that the anxiety comes from either the news, like reading the news or watching the news?
It's funny you mention that, because that's one of the things that I've been very conscious of, is limiting my intake. And so possibly, and that's in large part why I have inevitably just limited it, is because the news cycle, you know, have you heard that term news cycle?
Oh, yeah.
That term where, you know, all the news comes at you like all at once. The news cycle used to be like one time a day, you know, and then it got to be two times a day, where all you needed to know, you only had to check in like once a day or twice a day. And then little by little, the news cycle has just gotten like up to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day or more, to such an extent that it's now constant, that in some weird way kind of allows you to kind of take a step back and turn it off, because you know there's more where that came from, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I know, like I use this app called Flipboard, and I basically personalized my newsfeed where I'm really only looking at health and wellness or video games related news or technology or yoga or whatever. And don't get me wrong, there's still some politics that just like pop up in there. Not that I'm following any of politics, it just but I tend just to just pass it. I might just read the title of it, but then just pass it.
Yeah.
I just can't, like, I can't take this anymore. No, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Politics is out the window.
That it is. This is true.
Do you find it ever a problem of trying to ask for help?
Yes and no. I would say no, in terms of that's something that I've learned how to do. A lot of people, have learned not to ask for help, because we kind of, particularly for men, there's, the whole boys don't cry thing, and, suck it up. And so I've kind of been able to kind of work through that. So on one hand, I would say, it's gotten a little easier. The flip side of that is a lot of help is often not available, either to me or, in general. If there's a counselor, for example, that I want to schedule an appointment with, and there's no available times, or if there's a wait list up to a month or longer, which is not unheard of a lot of cases, stuff like that where the help is seemingly out of reach.
That's got to be tough. I used to feel like I couldn't ask for help because, like you said, that men shouldn't really have to ask for help or whatnot. But I've learned that the complete opposite. I also felt that way because when I got bullied in high school and middle school and elementary school, the bullies made it seem like asking for help is a sign of weakness. It's actually quite the opposite.
Exactly. And I think I had mentioned when I spoke with you previously is I was bullied as well. So whenever someone mentions that, something that I'm very, very receptive to and empathetic to. And particularly when you notify a principal or a teacher and it goes in one ear and out the other, and there's maybe like a slap on the wrist and then it continues. Then it continues again, and then you re-report it again, and so that's something that I'm definitely very empathetic to and mindful of, definitely.
Well, it's funny. My school is kind of the opposite, where my high school is set up. Basically, the guidance counselors wanted you to come to them if you had problems and whatnot. And I've learned, like, after like one or two visits to them, yeah. Do anything.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I'm not going to name any names,
yeah.
but they didn't want to do anything. So I even though I got into some trouble myself,
yeah.
I made friends with a lot of the principals,
yeah.
And that basically paid off in the long run. And
yeah.
I got some bullies expelled. I got some bullies sent to another school. And I got some bullies who,
yeah.
By the time I was done standing up to them,
yeah.
And I did not use any physical force or whatnot,
yeah.
I just yelled right in their faces.
It's interesting you say that because I was the first one in my family of all the kids. I was the first one to be excused from the private school that everyone else had to go to. And I was the first one, I think at this point, the only one who got to go to a public high school. And the public high school, it was like a night and day difference with the bullying, because at the public school, there was considerably less bullying. It just wasn't there. There was maybe, it was still there to some extent, but not as bad as it was at the private school. And that might have been, what was that?
You think that would be different.
Yeah, and you think it would just be the opposite. But at the public school, the bullying was really not that bad. It really was not. And I think some of that had to do with it was an open campus. And I'm a firm believer in open campus because of that. A lot of people are against open campus in high school. My experience with bullying is testament to that. It is helpful if someone wants to, So, and plus the people who would be bullying me, they were off campus anyway. They were, probably on a smoke break or whatever. So they didn't have time to bully anyone. They were off campus. And so I think having it be open campus, at least from my experience, sort of buffered a lot of the bullying that was at the private school.
This seems very opposite.
Yeah, doesn't it? Doesn't it? And yeah. And I mean, so much so that there would even be the guidance counselors at the public school who would take me out of class, and there would be like these little rap sessions or whatever they call them. So I would get taken out of class sometimes to get, you know, taken into like the guidance counselors, you know, little support groups, as it were, like I said, would be what they were. And I'd get taken out of class for that. So, you know, once a week for out of, you know, maybe homeroom or whatever subject it was, I would get, you know, maybe one, might have been once a week probably, where I got pulled out of class so I could be in this little, you know, mini support group with the guidance counselor and with other people around campus.
Gee, I don't think I ever got that in my school.
Yeah. Yeah, so the bullying was still there, but it was not as bad at the public school as it was at the private school. I mean, it was much, much, much different.
You know, I think the reason why they didn't have it is because probably because I was in the Twilight Zone. So it has to be. And it's like, you're saying to me that bullying was less in public school for you than private school.
So oh, unquestionably.
The Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Well, you have to look at it also is that in the private school, you've got the nuns and the priests, you know, disciplining everyone and, you know, giving them, detention and plus it's a closed campus. So they're probably looking for someone to bully to make themselves feel better. Whereas at the public school, you don't have the priests and nun, you know, breathing down your neck, and you don't have anyone kind of looking to blame someone or trying to feel better about themselves by picking on someone.
Are there still nuns today?
What was that?
Are there still nuns in schools today?
Yeah, there's some that are, my understanding is there's different orders of nuns, like how there's different orders of priests, there's different orders of nuns. I'm not sure if orders would, yeah, it might be called orders, but so there's some nuns who do, you know, they might teach, because when I was in private school, I had a nun who taught science class, and there was another nun who taught civics. And so, yeah, I think it depends upon what, you know, type of nun or what order of nun, because there's some that are really kind of hands off and they kind of let the nuns do whatever they want. And some that are more, you know, more the traditional, you know, cloistered nuns that kind of are the stereotype of nuns, you know, being in the convent where they're, you know,
slapping people with rollers.
Yeah. Yeah. So my understanding is that kind of depends upon what order of nuns.
Hmm. Do you ever, would you say that, how do you feel, do you ever feel like you ever, get, depressed lately?
I'm not sure. I hadn't really thought about it. I've just been really busy with a lot of work and with a lot of, you know, my, you know, non-work, you know, activities and whatnot. So if I have, I don't know necessarily if I've noticed it. And that's part of why I've been making an effort to stay busy, is that it kind of, it's always helped when I have.
Someone who's going through depression at the moment, what would your advice be for them?
Well, I would first of all let them know that that they're not alone, and I know what they're, well, I can't say I know exactly what they're going through because everyone's different, everyone has different backgrounds and perspectives, so I can't say I know what you're going through because that would be a lie, but I can say I have a pretty good idea of what you might be going through. And I can say that with 100% certainty that I have some idea of what you're going through.
So where can people find you?
Well, I am on the mental health film comment, which is on Facebook, mental health film comment with the capital M, capital H, capital F, and capital C. So on there is most of the socials I'm on. I think on Twitter it's MH film comment. I think I may be on Instagram, but I say that, you know, with a question mark out loud, because I don't know if I really, because I'm still getting used to that one. So maybe just, you know, Twitter and Facebook is probably the best way to find me.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I don't. Thanks for having me on. I've enjoyed this. This is a good time talking with you. I appreciate this.
Totally. Let's stay in touch.
Definitely.
And definitely. You can also find me on the social media. Mm-hmm. Well, let's wrap this episode up. So there you have it. Thanks for being a guest on Crazy Fitness Guy's Healthy Living Podcast, Brian.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.